Hey, hurdlers, Emily Abadi here with a fresh episode of Hurdle Moment from Hurdle, a podcast that talks to everyone from entrepreneurs to top CEOs and athletes about how they've gotten through tough times, hurdles of sorts, by leaning into wellness. Today, I'm talking to you guys about something that I mention quite often on the podcast, and it's this idea of what you see when you look in the mirror. First, a little commentary. Fresh back off the plane from Hawaii, I've got a nice tan that I am super thankful for, much more relaxed than when I left, and just really grateful. I got a lot of messages from many of you while I was gone, asking me for my best tips for traveling solo. And I have recorded a Hurdle Moment before on how to be better by yourself. But in the wake of all these requests, I will definitely put that solo trip inspo situation on the docket for the weeks to come. But I digress. This week's Hurdle Moment again, talking about what we see when we look in the mirror. Now, weekly on the podcast, as I get to the end, I typically ask my guests to reflect a little bit. And I ask them, despite what it is that they may see aesthetically, who is it that they see looking back at them? And I've had some really poignant, thoughtful answers in the past. Answers that I think a lot of the guests probably even surprised themselves with. And I love that. And that's because not always do we take the time to really reflect about what's going on inside, right? In the hustle and the bustle and things being crazy and God, this time of the year with the holidays and running around, it can be hard to take that beat, to stop, to reflect. But today, I'm going to answer that question myself. I'm going to get honest with you guys about what it is that I see when I look in the mirror. Again, going back to this trip that I took to Hawaii, I had a lot of time to reflect that I wasn't taking necessarily before I left New York. You know, 12 hours on a plane there, sitting on the beach for days, listening to the waves, taking another 12-hour flight back. That's a lot of me time, a lot of time to sit with who it is that I am. And so I just wanted to open up to you guys and kind of be honest with what I'm feeling and where I'm at. Now, here is my goal. My goal is that I'm going to open up to you, and then hopefully you'll open up with yourself, and then maybe you'll feel comfortable opening up to me. So what does that look like? It looks like me talking to you about what it is that I see when I look in the mirror. Then maybe it's you doing this exercise on your own. Maybe it's talking to yourself in the comfort of your own apartment like I'm doing right now. Maybe it's writing some thoughts down on the subway or on your commute. And then maybe, once you're honest with yourself, you'll feel comfortable sharing a little bit of that with me, whether it's on your Instagram story or over email or whatever feels right. The goal of this exercise, again, is to hopefully get us all honest with what's going on. Not because we expect that it's going to be all roses and perfect and smiles, but because until we take the opportunity to get honest with ourselves, then we cannot make positive progress. We cannot really grow. You guys know the drill. Tag me with your videos, with your comments, with your thoughts at Hurdle Podcast, at Emily Abadi. And of course, always over email if you have a hurdle moment of your own to share. You want to say hi. It's emily@hurdle.us. And with that, let's get to hurdling. What do I see when I look in the mirror? It's interesting. I actually went to a studio of sorts that's relatively new in New York City. It's called Frequency. And I'm sure however I explain this right now will not be how the company explains what happens in there. But basically, you walk into a room and you have the opportunity to connect with individuals who you don't know and talk to them in an open and honest way that you definitely wouldn't do on the street. So when I went to Frequency, I stood in this sphere of sorts and opened up to one of the co-founders, a man from Israel. And we did an exercise in where for 1 or 2 minutes, just based off of impressions, I told him who he is, and then he told me who I am. And then we switched. So it was phrases like, I am a daughter, I am strong-willed, I am compassionate, things like that. And it was so interesting to actually see how it is that we describe ourselves versus some of the nice or maybe outlandish things that someone else might say. Anyway, I'm rambling. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that that exercise in particular, it really got me thinking about who it is that I am. What do I see when I look in the mirror? So what is it? Well, I'm going to open my handy cell phone camera and stare at myself as I do this. This is not pre-rehearsed. All right. When I look in the mirror, I see a strong woman. I see someone who's been through a lot and a woman that over the past year has grown more than she could have even anticipated. I see someone that's motivated beyond belief and that knows that she wants a lot and that has a lot of big goals, but also recognizes that she needs to take some time to articulate exactly what those are and what she wants to do to get to them. I see a body, of course, and not just my last name, but my physical body. This body that I feel at sometimes I am so, so proud of, and admittedly at sometimes I'm uncomfortable with. I look down and I see a stomach that at times has been small and other times big. I see some mornings a couple of abs and other mornings none at all. And on that note, I guess I see a fighter. I see someone who is willing to put in the work, who understands that the tough stuff happens for a reason. I see someone who's trying to do good and someone that's been hurt. I see someone that's just trying to figure it out and a person who is compassionate and impulsive and goes out of their way for people, even though maybe they didn't even ask me for it. I see someone who takes risks. I see someone who wants so badly to be loved and liked, but understands that she's not everybody's person, and that's okay. I see someone who definitely wants to be a partner, but understands more than ever that she doesn't need a partner to feel whole. I see someone that understands that there's a lot of work to be done, and I see someone who's willing to do it. I don't know. I feel like I listed a lot of things. I think mostly when I look in the mirror, I just see someone that's determined, someone that is willing to go after it. And I hope at the very least that me talking about these things, me being open about these things, me being honest about the fact that I too struggle with self-confidence and articulating exactly what it is that my goals are, and that's okay. I hope that by sharing this with you, it empowers you to be open and honest with yourself. So like I said in the intro, what I want you to do, maybe it's now, maybe it's tonight, maybe it's over the weekend, take some time to reflect, to say out loud or to write down, what is it that you see looking back at you when you look in the mirror? I don't just want descriptors, although those can be good too. I want you to look deep, to maybe identify what it is that you want that you don't see, and then start to put together a little bit of an action plan of what you can do to make a shift. It's okay if you don't like everything, but what's important is that you're honest and open with yourself, because until you're open with yourself, nothing changes if nothing changes. At Emily Abadi, at Hurdle Podcast, do me a favor this week, share this episode with a friend who you think can benefit from this little exercise. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.